Executive Chef Ryan Wambacher. We were talking with Phil Vitale, the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune, about how some restaurants are having to close because of COVID, but also because of lease agreements that they don't want to be in anymore. It was a number of factors like that that led to the closing at the end of this year of Lowry's. And Ryan is the CEO. Hey, Ryan, you're on WGN. Thanks for joining us. And what do you do there then, Ryan?
I'm the executive chef.
So you're in charge of menu planning, the whole kitchen operation then?
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry to hear this. I'm sure you are too. So at the end of the year, it's closing shop. They said it's a pause, though, that they're not going to maybe be gone forever, but gone for the time being anyway, huh?
That is correct.
Yeah. And am I right on that? You tell me. What was the reason for the pause? What's the reason for the closing?
Expiring lease and also, COVID has put a very hard financial burden on the restaurant and the company.
Yeah. Well, have you guys been able to seat customers? I know you were doing carry out, but have you been able to put people inside?
Yes, we are. It's only at 25% according to city ordinances right now, and that makes a really hard way to be able to make money.
Are people coming into the restaurant? Are you maxing out at 25%?
We are now that the news got out that we are, closing.
Yeah.
The phones have been ringing off the hook, which is great, and the support and people coming in and excited to have prime rib for the last time in Chicago.
It's always the way, isn't it, when somebody says, a beloved institution like yours, okay, that's it, we're not going to do it anymore. Then people show up. If they'd done that all along, maybe we wouldn't be here. Maybe we would, but I'm at least glad you're getting capacity at 25%. So you must have taken some tables down. I mean, a lot of us have been through your dining rooms. I guess you just have fewer tables. Is that it?
We kept all the tables. It's just we put the distancing. Certain tables have signs that can't be seated in that. And, it keeps the room looking because taking the tables out makes the room look weird.
Yeah.
Makes people feel awkward in our thoughts.
Yeah, no, I get that. I can imagine some of the dining rooms there, and you're right. They're pretty spacious. It's a high-ceilinged place. And if you only had a half a dozen tables in there, really, when you go to a restaurant, you want the buzz of the room. You want it to be kind of crowded, don't you?
Correct. I mean, it's weird with 25%. Even when everyone's seated with the 25%, it's still empty.
Yeah. And then what's it like in the kitchen? I mean, so are you still cooking up the same menus?
We're still doing the cart, but it's stationary, with social distancing. But a lot of the stuff that was done tableside is now done in the kitchen. So the kitchen's a lot busier than it used to be.
Yeah.
And with to-go's, knock on wood, it's been even busier.
So you don't do the spinning salads at the tableside?
We do the spinning salad. The spinning salad and also seeing the cart are the only two things we do tableside now. But even with the spinning bowl, it's at a social distance of 6 feet from the table. It's not as close and personal as it used to be.
Yeah. They put a bowl of salad on a larger bowl of ice. They start spinning the bowl of salad, and then they theatrically drizzle the Russian dressing from on high down into your salad, and it kind of mixes it as it goes. It's fun, and it's right there at your table. Now it's 6 feet away, which I get, but I don't know. I guess that's what you got to do. Are you guys going to be open then on Thanksgiving?
Of course we'll be open for Thanksgiving, last hurrah-type Thanksgiving.
That's been my family's Thanksgiving for the last 20 years. We have not missed a day.
That's awesome. Hope to see you then.
Yeah, I guess I better get my reservation. And I usually call, this is my experience, you don't know this, but I start calling your restaurant early summer and just constantly call going, hey, when can we make our reservation? They always give me the date, and then I keep checking, make sure. And then I get my reservation and my time in because I want to make sure we get a chance to seat at about the time we want. And now I'm nervous that that I gave him the wrong name or something.
You got a connection, don't worry. I'll get you in.
No, I don't want any special favors. I want to be treated just like everybody else, which is take advantage of what hopefully won't be the last chance, but they're going to close at the end of the year. So our best to everybody over at Lowry's downtown. By the way, are there other Lowry's restaurants or is it just downtown Chicago?
There's three other ones. The first one is Beverly Hills, which was opened in the 1920s. which is almost 80 years now. And then you have Las Vegas and Dallas.
I knew you had a couple outstate, but this is the only one in the Chicago area then, huh?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Go online or call over to Lowry's and get your reservations in. Order some of that great prime rib. Or get the turkey and the prime rib on Thanksgiving. Ooh.
The combo.
Yeah. Then they're done that. Ryan, good luck to you all. Thanks for your time. And
all right. Thank you.
Congratulations on a great run to everybody over there. The lease is up. They're not going to do it anymore. How about that?